This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Airstrikes cut power and water supplies to hundreds of thousands of Ukrainians Tuesday, part of what the country's president has called an expanding Russian campaign to drive the nation into the cold and dark and make peace talks impossible. The Ukrainian president, Volodymyr Zelensky, said nearly one-third of Ukraine's power stations have been destroyed in the past week alone, causing massive blackouts across the country, depriving people of water, electricity, and heat as winter begins to bite, and the broadening use of so-called suicide drones that nosedive into targets have opened a new phase in Russian President Vladimir Putin's war. The bombardments appeared aimed at wearing down the notable resilience Ukrainians have shown in the nearly 8 months since Moscow invaded. U.S. President Joe Biden is planning to announce the release of 15 million barrels of oil from the U.S. Strategic Reserve on Wednesday. It's all part of a response to recent production cuts announced by OPEC nations. That is according to a senior administration official who spoke Tuesday on the condition of anonymity to outline Biden's plans. He is expected to also say that oil sales are possible, more of them, this winter, as his administration rushes to be seen as pulling out all the stops ahead of next month's midterm elections. The Strategic Reserve now contains roughly 400 million barrels of oil. That is considered its lowest since 1984. And again, U.S. President Joe Biden is planning to announce on Wednesday the release of 15 million barrels of oil from the U.S. Strategic Reserve. More at voanews.com. This is VOA News. North Korea fired artillery shells near its sea boundaries with South Korea late Tuesday, a day after the South began annual military drills to better deal with North Korean provocations. South Korea's Joint Chiefs of Staff said in a statement early Wednesday that the North Korean military fired about 100 shells off its west coast and 150 rounds off its east coast. It said the South Korean military broadcast messages several times asking North Korea to stop firing, but there were no reports of violence between the rivals. South Korea's military said the shells did not land in South Korea territorial waters, but fell inside the northern part of the maritime buffer zones the two Koreas established under a 2018 inter-Korean agreement aimed at reducing frontline. And European Union leaders entered a crucial stretch this week to make sure runaway energy prices and short supplies do not further weaken their struggling economies and foment unrest. Now, at the same time, they do need to keep all 27 members united in their opposition to Russian President Vladimir Putin. The EU's Executive Commission presents a blueprint on Tuesday that needs to reconcile the gap between those who want to impose a common gas price cap to keep prices down and those who think it will be primarily capped out of supplies and further starve industries and businesses. On Thursday, EU leaders will start 2 days of talk seeking a compromise, however hard it might be. Mali's foreign minister is accusing former colonial power France of duplicitous acts of aggression and espionage aimed at destabilizing the troubled West African country. Allegations were immediately dismissed by France's UN ambassador as mendacious and defamatory. The acrimonious exchange at a UN Security Council meeting on Mali Tuesday highlighted the deaths to which relations between the two countries have plunged since a coup in August of 2020 and the August 2022 departure of the last of thousands of French forces that had been in the country at the government's invitation since the year 2013. This is to fight Islamic extremists. Recapping our top story, airstrikes cut power and water supplies to hundreds of thousands of Ukrainians Tuesday, part of what the country's president called an expanding Russian campaign to drive the nation into the cold and dark and make peace talks impossible. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.